Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
The reason why these men keep threatening you about being single and dying alone and you're a cat lady is because you being single is the greatest threat, especially to this modern day man. Don't fall for his nonsense talking about you gonna be a cat lady. Say thank you.
So today I was talking to this guy and we were trying to plan a little coffee meetup, and I was saying how I had to do something and check my schedule. And the first thing he said was, "You're too famous / important."
Nose Ring Chronicles. It's the Nose Ring Chronicles. Metal in her face. Yeah, she's a disgrace. It's the Nose Ring Chronicles. Next, sleeve tattoos. Next, she's chronicling her life on TikTok with thousands and thousands of viewers. And you're going to be all in her TikToks. Next, she got a fucking baseball cap on like a dude. We already know what this is. And she got 10,000 rings on her finger. That's always a red flag as well. Last thing I'll point out, she's talking about she chose to be single. That's cringe. And then she's bringing attention to the fact that she's a 46-year-old female CEO, a CEO. So ego out of this world for multiple reasons. There's no room for a man.
He said, "Was you're too famous / important?"
That shit get old. "I'm busy. I'm busy. Let me check my schedule. I'm busy. I'm busy." Well, look, if you busy, go be busy. Trust me, a woman gonna make time for a dude she wanna make time for.
You're goddamn right.
And honestly, if you gotta literally check your schedule all the time, even if you do really like the guy, just forget it. I get it, especially being a 46-year-old adult. People have a lot going on at those ages.
I get it, but then I don't get it. That's where I'm at with it.
But this is why it's so stupid to still be dating at these ages. Possibly got grandkids, businesses, relative stuff. You need your own time. It's just too much going on. You might have a sick mama or daddy or something. It's just too much fucking going on to try to date in the midst of all that.
And this is why. People ask me all the time why I am single. That is one of the main reasons why I am single now.
Women naturally love to hide behind bullshit. Makeup. They historically fake hair.
If you don't know who I am, my name is Zakiya Blaine. I'm the CEO and founder of the premier Black-owned activewear brand in the country. Like I say, that just rolls off my tongue.
Wow! Congratulations.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
That ego, baby.
The premier Black-owned yada yada first female yada 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 yada. She's really feeling herself. But didn't I say that already? Ego out of this world. I said that before she barely started talking. Masculine energy, masculine energy, masculine energy. A man don't want to be with another man.
How could you be so sure?
So yeah, he was right. You just proved his point. Yeah, you too famous. You got too much going on. You too much of a big dog for me. And she just explained why he said that. What do I tell you guys? They always wear their red flags on the outside. She's trying to signal to decent human beings, stay away. The rings, the jailhouse tats, the nose ring, just everything. The demeanor, the resting bitch face. The crazy eyes. She's trying to give you every signal possible if you're a decent human being to stay away.
Anywho, as someone who has been in the public eye for years, it is very hard to date men who do not understand the lifestyle of a person who is in the public eye.
You know what? When you said that, I was kind of tripping, right?
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you. That may be what it is now, part of the reason why you're failing now, but you've been on a dating market for 30 years. You didn't always have these tattoos, these businesses, the nose ring. Why didn't the relationship work out when you were 16, 18, 20, 22, 24, 26, 30, 32, 35, 37, 38, 40? You see what I'm saying?
I don't know what the point of this rant was.
I've never done anything remotely wrong in my life, ever.
Don't tell me you're innocent. Because it insults my intelligence.
And, you know, I've dated men over the years, and men will say, you know, they have no problem with it. You know, when I'm out often, I get recognized by people. Again, I've been in these social media streets for years. So, you know, my customers, they'll see me. They want pictures. They want hugs. You know, we bust it up because I love my customers.
Right.
And this is why women need to settle down early. Because if you built with a man from 18, 19, 20, 21, he would have had more grace for that because he saw you build your business up. He would have been more understanding of that. He would have already loved you, so he would have worked with it. But some new guy coming into that, no. You out with your woman. You got dudes and women coming up. She dapping them up and busting it up with them and all that. Even the way she just explained that was masculine.
Most men can't handle that. Can't handle that.
Duh. Once it hits you, you just can't unsee it. The things you learn when you watch a moron.
That line to me is like when a man says to a woman, hey, big money. And you know, I've had my share of that as well. Because most men will say they're okay with it. You know, I don't mind dating a woman who has more money than me. I don't mind dating a woman who's in the public eye. But then when they're in it, when they're in the relationship, then that resentment starts to bubble up. That ego starts to eat away at them.
When you get your feelings hurt by somebody you love, think a minute before you cry and moan about your own feelings. Because the person you love might be the one who's really hurting. Take it from me, Mr. T.
Your ego starts to eat away at them. I know you ain't talking about no fucking ego. Stop it. Just stop it.
Stop it. Get some help.
I mean, yeah, people think they can put up with a lot of shit before they are actually in it. That's with anything. People think they could do something, think they could put up with something, think they could endure something until they're in the middle of it. That's a whole different ball game. Kind of like people who say, oh, I want 5 kids. Then they have one and they're like, no, I'm cool with this one. You're the problem, man. And it's not the business and all the stuff you just said. You've been the problem for 30 years.
And then ultimately it doesn't work out because they end up resenting me. They don't want to, but they do, right? And so, of course, that's not going to go anywhere because saying that is instantly, I know that it's going to be an issue. And we can't even go any further. But to answer all the questions of why I'm single, that's one of the reasons.
You know, sometimes we get so wrapped up in how a problem bothers us, we don't see what the problem really is.
She told me the spot, she's at, it's nice in here. We should come here. That's 116. All I said was okay at 117. 129, I'm leaving at 2. 130, okay. 157, are you gonna send my Uber, babe? Me. Yes, tell me when you're ready. 157, 159. Hey, you're texting me. I respond right away. You don't see it for 10 plus minutes. What's up? 204. Sorry, I'm out. It's a lot going on. I'm not doing it intentionally.
Can't make a whole housewife. Don't try to reinvent the wheel. Let her do what she was born to do. Ho. Yeah, ho. Punk bitch.
This woman has a big ass tattoo up and down the side of her neck.
And what's wrong with that?
This is a fucking thotty. This is a one night stand. Or even if it's a 3 month stand, you don't bring this bitch onto a podcast, one of the biggest podcasts in the country. No.
Why not?
I've tried to have a sneaky link in the past. And the thing about having a sneaky link, so to speak, the lines get blurred. Because it's supposed to be like we're friends with benefits. But here's what the bitch is going to do if she get tired of fucking you or anything like that. She's going to try to minimize the sex and maximize the favors. And when I tried to do that, I kind of just faded off. I'm like, nah, bitch, you ain't fucking me in a month. You can't just call me to give you a ride and you haven't, you know, upheld your side of the bargain for a month.
God, you're sick.
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you. It's best to have a clear understanding with people. So let's say if I was going to have a sneaky link today in my life, I would make it clear what the rules and regulations are. Like, I mean, you cool, but I just want to make it clear, like, we're not technically friends. The only time we need to be communicating is when we're trying to arrange a meetup to essentially fucking hang out for a couple hours. Nothing more, nothing less. You know what I mean? Women don't like direct contracts like that because they love to exist in that gray area where they can manipulate shit so they can try to get more out of you than they deserve, essentially.
It's an evil world we live in. But hey, I'm gonna keep living.
But back to this. There's no way I would bring this chick onto a podcast. There's no way I would be playing this 2 a.m. game about sending her an Uber. No, you can get your own fucking Uber. You can get your own Uber. I'm not coming to pick you up. And you should have enough money looking like this. You should have enough simps sending you cash apps to afford an Uber. It's so many different elements to this I want to break down. So they're calling each other babe in a text. So this is your girlfriend, bro. She's not a horrible looking woman. I get it. Nice tits. But see, this is where standards save you. The big tattoo on the side of her neck should have instantly disqualified her for anything more than casual fun. So he already set himself up for these type of L's. If this is your girl for some stupid reason, why is she out at a bar or a club or whatever, some spot at 2 a.m?
It's a mystery every one of you has got to solve.
If you out at 2 a.m, we ain't together. You ain't my girl. If you out past 9, you ain't my girl. To keep it simple. You know she be all in the clubs, all in the videos, all at the bars, all at the lounges, all at the strip club. No. It's not girlfriend material. Are men this goofy to get involved in serious ways with women like this?
You don't really want to know.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.